ABC Television tonight will broadcast the premiere of a new dramatic series called The Court. It's the second series this season based on the U.S. Supreme Court, a second attempt to do for the High Court what another TV program, The West Wing, does for the White House. In January, when the other court series, First Monday, premiered on CBS, NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg provided a review, and she thought it was a dud. So it seemed only fair that she take a look at ABC's The Court, starring Sally Field.
This one is better. To be fair about it, I can't tell you how much better because I've only seen one episode. And it wasn't so much about the court as the nomination and confirmation process. Sally Field plays a former judge turned governor who's always wanted to return to the bench. But when she's invited to the White House, she thinks she's just window dressing on a likely list of more scholarly potential nominees.
Please tell the president I was very honored to be mentioned on the short list, even if it was for the wrong reasons, and I won't be the least bit slighted if we miss seeing each other.
But you're not on a short list, Governor. There is no list.
You are the president's nominee for the Supreme Court.
What distinguishes this episode from CBS's First Monday is that The Court is at least reasonably well written. The producers wisely have written in a major part for a TV reporter. I say wisely because even though the role is frankly a little silly and over the top, it gets the series outside the courtroom, where it has at least a fighting chance to avoid being stillborn. No matter that the reporter is so hyper that he makes Sam Donaldson look like he's on Valium.
First rule of journalism, when addressing constitutional law, always ask, where's the stripper?
Let's roll.
The cost of having a reporter play a major part in the story, of course, is that it doesn't work that way at the real Supreme Court. Sure, the justices care what we say about them. They're human, after all. But unlike politicians, they don't and shouldn't care enough to change anything they do. Indeed, most justices probably view most reporters sort of like cockroaches, pests to be lived with and squashed whenever possible. The first episode of The Court sets the stage for what's to come, as the new justice finds herself the deciding vote on a court split 4-4 between conservatives and liberals. Sound familiar? It's the same theme as CBS's First Monday. But this one, as I say, so far, has snappy, not sappy dialogue and more believable characters. On its first outing, it was a mildly entertaining political drama with court overtones and worth looking at a second time. I reserve judgment on any larger question. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.